Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
This is a story from Variety, Nige. We've been talking about how CNN's ratings are in the absolute toilet. They're getting beaten prime time by, like, you know, the Home and Garden Channel and things like that.
They've never been worse. The ratings have never been worse than they are right now.
Variety is reporting that journalist Gayle King and Charles Barkley may be nearing a deal to host a 9 p.m. nightly show on CNN.
Did you put the word journalist in quotes when you said Gayle King? Sorry. Okay, well, you've got my attention with Charles Barkley. I don't care about Gayle King whatsoever.
My concern here is that if they're going to pay Barkley a lot of money to be competing against Sean Hannity, to be competing against some of these other programs, are they going to try to water him down? Or is it going to be freewheeling, first thing that pops in your head, Charles Barkley? Because that's what he does on the NBA on TNT.
Do you think this is really attractive to him at all? He's got a great gig with TNT. It's easy. It's no pressure. He gets away and says whatever he wants.
But he does like to talk about this kind of stuff, though. But will CNN let Charles Barkley be himself?
They better do something.
Because a lot of times the Barkley point of view doesn't necessarily coincide with what CNN is pushing down your throats, like the defund the police movement.
I hear these fools on TV talking about defund the police and things like that. We need police reform and prison reform and things like that. Who are black people supposed to call? Ghostbusters? When we have crime in our neighborhoods, we need police reform. So we need to stop that defund or abolish the cops crap.
So he's all in favor of reform, but let's stop with the defund the police kind of nonsense, which if you listen to Don Lemon, the previous host of that 9 p.m. slot, he was all about everything. This is Charles Barkley previously on those taking a knee for the national anthem.
And my thing is, listen, the national anthem means different things to different people. I'm glad these guys are all unified, but if people don't kneel, they're not a bad person. I want to make that perfectly clear. I'm glad they had unity, but if we have a guy who doesn't want to kneel because the anthem means something to him, he should not be vilified.
How is the network that employs Bakari Sellers going to respond when Charles Barkley says that?
Jim Acosta.
Right. And my favorite thing, with CNN being headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, will Charles Barkley continue to make fun of the ugly women in Georgia?
Contavious Caldwell-Pope, where do you go to school?
Georgia.
Yes, indeed. Had 29 on the night.
Only school in the world. They named their mascot after the women down there.
Oh, that's so totally uncalled.
The Georgia Bulldogs, and that's Charles Barkley. So it will be interesting to see if they partner those up and if they let him be Chuck. Curious about that.
Yeah, I just don't see that happening. It doesn't make sense to me, really, that Charles Barkley would do something like that. But you're right, he likes to talk about that stuff.